for being green. Being Green brought to us with the compliments of Remax Cape Town. And it's a very good morning, as always, to John Richards.
You know, there's another big powwow coming up in the climate change story on Monday. Yeah, don't groan, but it's continuing. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, is meeting in South Korea to review progress on the wide extent of things to do and things to say. There will be a lot of words. As soon as you mention government, you know that's going to happen. But there will be action coming out of this meeting, and it could be very positive, we hope. Climate scientists from around the world will be putting a strong case to the IPCC administrators and policymakers to set 1.5 degrees Celsius, 1.5 degrees, as the target for the year 2050. That's a maximum increase in the average global atmospheric temperature of 1.5, 1.5 degree less than they were talking about ever since the IPCC began taking all this very seriously. So is that 1.5 degree really important? You bet it is. At 2 degrees increase, forecasts showed way back in 2010 that some small island nations would simply disappear under the sea, and that coastlines would contract around the world, in some places quite alarmingly. And that would be seen here at a local level, with some locations on the Cape Flats being inundated and serious damage to coastal developments caused by those extreme weather events we hear so much about nowadays. But can 1.5 degrees by 2050 be done? It's a tall order, but some people in the know are optimistic. For instance, one of the key authors of the science report going to Korea next week feels that we have a chance. She's Dr. Helene de Koninck of the Netherlands, and she says that to keep the global temperature rise under 1.5 degrees will require life-changing behavior for most young people now growing up on Earth. If we carry on in the present state of high consumption of energy, food, and transport, with electricity and fossil fuels providing much of the energy, and mass agriculture and deforestation providing the food, there is little hope. But lifestyles can and will change. What if we all go vegan? That could help a bit, says de Koninck, but it will not be enough on its own. Food production will still require huge areas of agriculture. We will have to alter radically the way we move around. So that implies sweeping cuts in private car ownership and much more efficient public transport, roads, bicycle lanes. There are already encouraging signs. The blossoming of electric cars, huge reductions in the cost of renewable electricity generation, and power storage like batteries and hydro storage. There will be developments in technologies for not only reducing emissions, but actually reversing them, pulling carbon out of the environment and stashing it away where it won't do any harm, like creating artificial limestone and burying it at sea or using it for building houses. These technologies are available now and are being vigorously researched, but to turn them into viable economic solutions will be a big ask and take a lot of capital. That old bugaboo nuclear generation is not such a terrible idea, say some scientists. But the cost of development will have to plummet, and there will be emissions from uranium mining in any case. So, the mantra from now on, after next week's IPCC powwow, with, we hope, some concrete resolutions, is 1.5 degrees good, 2 degrees bad. As I always do, let's look at the Earth Systems Research Lab's monitoring figure for carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, measured at high altitude at Mauna Loa in Hawaii. This is one of the most reliable figures in the business. Even the climate change deniers can't knock a hole in it. Donald Trump can ignore it, and he does. But let's see. Yep, no change in the trend. It's up. It passed 400 parts per million average back in 2014, and at present the trend is for over 410 parts per million next year. Situation normal. Normal? Well, anyway, we hope that good news comes out of the IPCC in South Korea next week.
Thank you very much there to John Richards, bravely working through a sore throat this morning and that edition of Being Green, very kindly sponsored by this company committed to environmental conservation.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere.
When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get REMAX. Care, consciousness and commitment. At REMAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem, skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. REMAX. Above the crowd.